My baby brother makes me cranky. Yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. Yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. Yeah, yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky. Him walking all proud and fine.
Yeah.
You know my brother is the very worst kind. A little tattletale, and we call him Joe. He's daddy's favorite in a great new coat. I better stop him, yeah, sir, he's a problem. My baby brother makes me angry. Yeah, my baby brother. Talking about the time.
Yeah.
He dreamed he saw us all up there in the sky. And then 11 stars in the sun and moon. Bowed to the favorite and he played his tune. We better stop this, yeah, sir, he's obnoxious.
Let's get him alone one time now, all of us.
Hey, my baby brother makes me cranky. Yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky.
Apologetics with an X, back in action for another week. We're so glad you could tag along. We've got another great mix of parodies from the band that is par excellence. I'm Jerry Q, along with Apologetics lead singer, Jay Jackson.
Hey, Jerry. Happy New Year. It's great to talk to you again. And we're praying for Daniel, your son, who's such an integral part of the show, that he gets all better. But we started today's show with a song called Makes Me Cranky, and it's a parody of Tommy James and the Shondells, who got their start in Pittsburgh, even though Tommy wasn't technically from Pittsburgh. His backing band came from there, and this was the song that did it. But it was originally called Hanky Panky, a number one song in 1966, even though I think it came out a couple years before that originally. And we're going to move on today with four more songs in this next set. One's called Child of God. It's a parody of Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was a number one song for them. And then we have another number one song, Outnumbered, a parody of Down Under by Men at Work. And then we kind of break the streak. We have a song that went to number two, Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Ours is called Sinning Will. And then a top 10 hit by Europe, which is called The Final Countdown. Ours is called The Bible Countdown.
Such a dream, oh yeah. What you've been now's not so clear. Yet too crazy.
matter who you're not. We're the bride to be. Jesus, you and me, it's church and unity.
People, listening to him, I wonder, your growth now. The doc can't help your troubles if you die in sin. Christ can save you, only let the spirit within. You got nobody in you, you got no hope. Sinning will help you cope. But you're bound for trouble and it's death you've earned. Christ has paid it fully if the sinner will turn. Did you try to dissect his lines about the straight and narrow byway? You'd be blind to reject his signs. Just let him climb within your life. I'm sure you'll discover. Phony and the sinner feels pride. Ha! The sinner
good.
You know, there are over 700 songs in the Apologetics discography, and you can hear a few each week here on our show. And if you miss a show, well, that's not a problem. You can binge listen to any show over the past year at our flagship station, angel95fm.com. Or if you want to pick up just one song or maybe the entire collection, Jay and the band can accommodate you.
Yes, we can. We'd be happy to accommodate you. You can just go to apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like the name. Apologetics with an X, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. We need all the friends we can get.
Apologetics with an X. You know, I've been a DJ for over 50 years, and you know it's so hard to pick out just one favorite song the band has parodied. Jay, what era are you all concentrating on your next production session?
Well, we just spent most of last year in the 1980s. We have a number of things coming up. We have 70s and 90s. We have a lot from the 70s and a lot from the 90s also. And we're going to go back to the 60s for a little bit too. Might find ourselves in the 2000s, maybe even in the 2010s. Lots of that. And of course, we'll probably throw some 80s in there too. But definitely a lot of 70s and a lot of 90s coming up and a little bit of 60s. Now, in this set that we're about to do, we're going to start out with the 70s. And it's a song I was thinking about this week, Jerry. So I'm glad you picked this one. It's one of my favorite parodies we've done. It's a parody of Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. It's called Beggar's Feet. And that song was number two for 6 weeks in the summer of 1978. I think Andy Gibb's Shadow Dancing might have been keeping out the number one slot. It's something having to do with the Beach Boys, if I recall, because Jerry, his album went to number one, and I think it might have knocked Saturday Night Fever out of number one. But then we have Nightmare Waiting, and that's Daniel talking to King Nebuchadnezzar, and it's originally done by Richard Marx, a number one hit for him called Right Here Waiting. Then we have Like a Virgin by Madonna, a number one hit for 6 weeks at the tail end of 1984 going into 85, and ours is called Lots of Versions. It's about different versions of the Bible and how that's not a bad thing, because if you look at them and compare them side by side, you can see how they're all basically saying the same thing, and you can see that these discrepancies that people talk about are really not discrepancies at all. It helps you get clarity. Then we have a song called Haggai Led the Way, a parody of Baby I Love Your Way by Peter Frampton. And we're going to close this particular set with Malachi, a parody of Abacab by Genesis.
tell him who he is, and you talk about many things. They've got this thing about Christ, and they're mad they're gonna get after you if you talk like that, and they tell you settle down, keep quiet in the town, and forget about everything. But you know you'll always keep truth in. Thank you.
took for granted all the times that you fought on battlegrounds. I fear disaster might make this clear, but a threat can't scare you now. Oh, can you see it, maybe? If God had drove you crazy, wherever you go, whatever you do, God's will decides it way before you. Whatever's at stake, or how the kites break, God's will decides it way before you. I wonder how he can survive with no saints. But in the end, he'll find the truth when he repents.
This is the interpretation, Your Majesty, and this is a decree the Most High has issued against my Lord the King. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. Grass like the ox and be drenched with the dew of heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone who wishes.
Oh, King, you'll see it plainly when God restores you sanely. Wherever you go, whatever you do, God's will decide way before you. Whatever your state or how you try fate, God's will decides it way before you. Way before you.
construction stage. Ooh. Go and read this to chapter page. Yeah, yeah.
Please tell all your friends about how you listen to Apologetics for the next each week and let us know you're listening to the show. Maybe request an apologetics parody you haven't heard in a while. And Jay, before we move to our final set, tell our friends how they might connect with us.
Sure. And Jerry, I liked it at the beginning when you said, tell your friends how you can listen to Apologetics. I can imagine your friends asking, say, how can you listen to them? Here's how you tell them how. They can connect with us. You can reach me and the guys in the band through the website. You can go to our Facebook page. Just look for Apologetics. Remember, spell it with an X. Or go to our website, apologetics.com. Just remember, spell it with an X. Or you can go to Angel 95 and their website and connect with Jerry and the gang there. And like I said before, we need all the friends we can get. I don't know about Angel 95 because Jerry has all kinds of friends because he's a legend in broadcasting. But we'll take anybody who wants to be our friend. So we're going to close today's set with four songs. One's called Could He Choose You? And I'm thankful most of all that Jesus wanted to be my friend and wanted to be my savior. And he did choose me. And if he can choose me, he can choose you too, because I got nothing on you. This is a parody of Goody Two Shoes by Adam Ant. And to the world, I appeared to be a Goody Two Shoes back then, not trying to be, not like I thought I was better than anybody else, but I knew on the inside I needed him really badly. I just didn't know how to get him. Thankfully, he took care of that. Then we have a song called Strange Cat Butt. Not a strange cat's butt, a strange cat butt, B-U-T. And it's a parody of Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats, number three hit for them in early 1983. And then we have Separate Ways by Journey, redone as Separate Days. And it's about the celebration of the Sabbath. And it's a parody from 82 going into 83 too.
Don't know, got you, and you don't think, don't know, got you, and you somehow. even when you fumble, God sees something inside. You say you don't think, don't know, God's using you. You don't think, don't know, God's using you. Somehow in the end you'll find out. Just keep trusting in Christ. You say you don't think, don't know, God's using you. You don't think, don't know, God's using you. Somehow even when you fumble, God sees something inside.
Strange cat isn't John intense. Thank God above those crazy friends. Guys crack jokes, but I don't care. I trust my Bible and they're in my prayers. Strange cat, but I
believe it's right.
I have a feeling that you know it
way down inside.
When the truth's shown and you're man, rescue sinners from a garbage can.
Yeah,
yeah, don't talk like that. Scratched and I got
catched in a gotcha style. close friends and five pews, 'cause Christ rose then, mind you. If we have this attitude, 11, 28 Matthew, you know Christ's our Sabbath too.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.